Emotions run high on this episode of Double Shot at Love, where we finally get to see more of the girls. And Elle, she steps up her game, making her the first girl to kiss both Pauly and Vinny. We're talking all about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up?
We're back. I love this song.
Perfect song for a perfect Jersey.
It does. Actually, it has Jersey vibes, this new song.
It does. I love it. It does. Like summer vibes.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So timely. Always on point after Buzz.
What's up, guys? I am your host, Benny Adams. I'm so glad that that you are all here with us, joining us for another after show. And I am here along with the amazing, beautiful Lauren Mayo.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You're amazing and beautiful too.
Oh, thank you. CJ isn't here today. He'll be here next week. But we do have a very special guest with us. You see, no one is here right now, but that's only because she is with us via Skype. B-Lashes, everyone.
Woo! Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Thanks for coming.
So, yeah, we have a lot to talk about today. There was this awesome roller skating rink where we got to meet more of the girls. We'll talk about, you know, some of the girls going from Vinny to Pauly playing both teams. We'll talk about our special predictions and our elimination that we're not too happy about. But first, what did you think about this episode?
I love this episode, except B-Lash is going home, because that's somebody like we were talking about, not even just because you're here, that's somebody we wanted to see more of. Yeah. If you've been watching us, like you said, B-Lash is, you know, we've been saying like, we want to see more of her. So other than that part of the episode, I did like we got to see more of you and like Marissa, and like we're seeing more of the cast. Finally, we're getting into these girls' lives, into their drama. So this is a good episode.
Yeah, I agree. I really like that we finally got to see more of the girls' personalities, because there wasn't, I was saying for, you know, the past couple episodes, you know, I only have like one favorite person, you know, because I haven't seen any of the other girls.
Exactly.
So now that I've seen like Marissa, you know, she stepped up her game. You know, I'm really liking her.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I still want to see more of Brittany, though.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen much of her. But speaking of seeing more of the girls, we really got to see them at the roller skating rink.
Yeah. Y'all were at World on Wheels, right?
Right, right. What did you think about that, B-Lashes? How was that?
I was so excited to get out of that house and breathe fresh air that was not in that house. But I was like, oh God, I don't know how to rollerblade, roller skate, or do anything athletic. So I was just praying I did not break a leg.
Right. Yeah. We saw a lot of falls and tumbles on there. There was one part though where, Nikki was skating and she was falling. All the girls thought she was falling on purpose. I didn't get that, but then I could be wrong. What's your thought on that?
You know what? Nikki is very athletic and very confident. So coming into the roller rink, I thought she knew what she was doing. She was able to go right away, and I've never skated. Mm-hmm. So I was holding on to the railing. So I think a lot of the girls thought, oh, she has to be falling on purpose, because she seemed to be holding herself pretty well while I'm over there holding onto the rusty railing for dear life.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's why. And plus, like I said, she's very athletic, so we would expect her at least to be able to just cruise on through.
Right, right.
I think she was falling on purpose.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she was, because I think she wanted Pauly to come over and help her, like, you know, the damsel. But she could be clumsy, but just in... I have to give it, I think actually Darren pointed it out that she is really athletic, and she has like, her athleticism has helped her like win a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, maybe she can't skate. I mean, everybody didn't grow up skating, but it did seem like she was kind of playing it a little to get Pauly over.
The question is for both of you, can you really get mad at her for playing the game like that?
I can't, but I wasn't in the game, so I'd probably be mad if I was one of the girls.
I don't know. To me, it's a tough one. You know, it is a competition, so whatever it takes. But at the same time, at that point, then, is it like a false picture of what really you need, the attention you really crave, because in real life, maybe you wouldn't do that. You're not dating 20 girls. So I'm not really sure. I'm a little torn.
Okay. Yeah. So like I said, we got to see a lot more of you at the skating rink. We got to see a lot more of Elle, Marissa, and all of you guys got to have one-on-one time with Polly and Vinny. And one of the dates that stood out to me was Holly. And I'm rooting for the girl because she really wants that connection
with him,
with Polly, but it's just, it's not happening. Like, why do you think, and she didn't seem as, because usually it's more so she's fangirling over him. This time it seemed more subtle, but the kiss still did not happen. Why do you think there isn't a connection there?
To me,
Holly.
Oh no! You, I was asking him. You meant for me or her? Go ahead.
Both of you.
Go ahead. Yeah. Lashes.
Holly is. This episode definitely takes it down a notch, and I could really see that. And her intentions are so pure, and she's so genuine. But I think maybe sometimes when you come on too strong, you know what they say? It's always about the chase. So maybe Polly is just. He knows he can date Holly. He knows she's, you know, 100% right there every second. So maybe it's like a little bit of a turnoff.
Okay, I can see that. What about you?
Yeah. I kind of agree. It's like he doesn't have the chase. It's no doubt there. Like she came in like Polly, Polly, Polly. So now he's probably just like he might still see her as a fan. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not. Probably not completely because she's still there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think the fangirl, he might still have that in his mind. What she needs to do is just go Vinny, shake him up, take him off his square.
Right.
Then Polly's going to be like, wait, what about me?
Exactly. She needs to, that should be her gameplay, just to play hard to get. Because, she did take it down a notch for this one-on-one time. But, you know, it's probably still ingrained in his head that, you know, she is this huge fan of his, and he knows that he can pretty much have her if she wants, and that he seems like the type of guy that likes the chase.
Yeah.
So someone else who got some one-on-one time and a kiss at that was Marissa. And I really liked Marissa this episode. Like I said, Marissa was one of the people that I really didn't see as much, and we got to see her personality, and she comes off as very cool, calm, collected, confident. What did you think? What did both of you think about their connection? B-lashes.
I was very proud of Marissa because you know what? She did something I couldn't do. Just man up and go for it. Mm-hmm. And I think the way Polly reacted showed that he's willing to take time to meet other girls and interact with them and really connect. And I was really happy watching that back and seeing how he realized that he can still date Nikki, but he still needs to get to know other girls. And he did just that. So that kiss for me was everything.
What about you?
Yeah, I was happy finally to see, because the girls were like, yeah, Nikki's always hogging him. She's always hogging him. And finally somebody was like, they took kind of like an ode to Flavor of Love type of reality show. Like, because on that
going
show.
Going old school right
going
there.
Going old school. Those girls did not play. They did not care. They were not polite. Mm-hmm. And I think it's harder because you can see there's a friendship and a kinship with all these girls on this show.
Right.
But, you know, it's dwindling down. It's about to get competitive. And Marissa wasn't playing. I was happy that she went over there and shook things up. And while I'm on Marissa, I'm going to read a few comments that people are dropping in our chat right now. Someone said that Marissa is obsessed with Nikki and it's getting weird at this point. And they also wanted me to ask you, B-Lashes, what does athleticism have anything to do with Nikki falling, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, the girl, she's got muscles. She's got a good core. I don't. So, and, you know, a good center of gravity. So, I mean, I've never skated in my life ever before, and I didn't fall once.
Yeah. No, I could not. Like he said, it's like riding a bike. I feel like if you don't learn that early, like, it's scary when it's like learning how to swim as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, everything's scary when you're grown because you know, like, what can happen.
No, and I agree. I've said it before. Like, she's playing the game. I think she was falling purposely.
I do too.
But you can't get, in my opinion, I can't get mad at her.
Yeah.
Because that's her gameplay.
Yeah, so, from a super fan.
Right.
So we're super fans here, not competitors. So, it's entertaining for sure.
And so a lot of the girls are definitely, I feel like they're feeling the pressure because, less and less girls are in the house. Marissa, not B Lashes, you had a date with Vinny.
And
it got a little awkward towards the end.
A little.
Explain, like, what happened there.
What happened? I wish I knew. You know what happened is I am the type of girl who wants to hear the guy say, I'm feeling you. And then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling you too. Mm-hmm. I have never been put in the situation where I needed to make the first move. I needed to address my feelings first. I needed to speak up. I needed to move in. And I, as you can see in that clip, am caught off guard. It is out of character for me. And if I could have sat there and probably said nothing when he posed that question, what do you think about me and Polly? I probably would have, because who wants to be denied? I don't.
Yeah.
Especially by Vinny from the Jersey Shore. No, I don't want to be denied. So I was trying to play it safe and see where he would go with his response, which kind of backfired.
Yeah, I would say that a little.
Yeah, that was like, but I get it though, because like, we've said this too, like, these are all gorgeous girls. None of these girls, mm-hmm. I'm sure, are used to having to be the one to approach a guy. Like, it's hard. Yeah. I feel for you. And I did want to let you know, B Lashes, that people in our comments said they are so sad to see you go. Adina yes. Harper said, so sad to see B Lashes go. She is so genuine, and it is obvious how much all the girls love her.
Thank you. I love the love, and I appreciate that so much.
Were you team Vinny throughout the whole time, or were you in between? What was your whole goal?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right away I was team Pauly.
Okay.
100%. Pauly's my dream guy. He's my dream Guido. Hello. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm team Pauly. And then as things started to progress, I realized that me and Pauly are very similar. You know, he's Pauly D, I'm B Lashes. We're these big, funny personalities.
I can see that. And yeah.
I felt like maybe we'd be too much. And when I got to know Vinny, I did have a long time. I did have a date we unfortunately didn't get to see. Okay. But when I did get to know Vinny, I felt like we clicked a lot. We may be very different on the outside. And, you know, I may be very extra and he's very mm-hmm. not. But I felt intellectually, feelings-wise, beliefs, emotions, we connected. And so I kind of started to sway.
Okay. And what did you think about their whole connection?
I don't know. Like you said, B Lashes, I would have pegged you as a Pauly girl for sure, just because you're so high energy, yeah. just like him. But I agree with what you're saying. Usually you need somebody to compliment you. So mm-hmm. I think, like, Vinny, you see how shy he was. Like, shout out to Vinny's twerk tonight. Shout out to the slap dances. But he definitely needs a girl like a B Lashes or somebody with a lot of personality to pull mm-hmm. him out. So I think they would have been cute. I'm starting to see more.
Yeah. And so speaking of Vinny twerking in his dance moves, we get to see a little bit of it. You know, he's coming out of his shell, which I love. It's awesome. But, you know, there was also some drama in the house. And again, it was with Nikki. She was making out with Pauly, and Marissa, she sees it. And this is what I love about Marissa. She goes in and she swoops in. Yeah. And I'm like, that's how you play the game.
Yes.
Like, that's exactly how you play the game. What did you think about that, B Lashes?
So Marissa and I were, you know, being girls, living in a house full of girls, watching mm-hmm. them make out from the balcony, where, again, this is the hub of our house. Everyone has to walk through there. There's 100 bedrooms. There's a living room. There's all these rooms. Like, go move, get a room. And so, you know, I wasn't going in there. I wasn't going to grab him away. She must be not that aggressive when it comes to guys. So for Marissa to grow up and, you know, put her big girl pants on and go in there with no cares in the world, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, girl? You want something? You go get it. I was proud.
I agree. Yeah. What about you, Lauren?
No, like I said, I'm so excited that she finally, like, shook up the Nikki and Pauly show.
Right.
Because people in the comments, you know, I got to talk to you guys. A lot of times they're like, we're so for Nikki, but it's just because that's really who we've seen him with.
I feel like it's the Nikki show almost.
Up until this point, though, because I definitely feel like now it's less girls. It's about to, we're going to start seeing Marissa, Elle making moves. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of people shaking things up. So I was excited. Marissa's kind of like changing changing the tone of the show.
Exactly.
It was a big move.
No, I completely agree with you. And like I said before, like, I now have more girls who I'm rooting for Vinny and Polly. So that's cool. But another girl who opened up to Vinny was Maria. Mm-hmm. And Maria is someone that I've liked from the beginning because she seems so genuine and so honest. What was yours and Maria's relationship like, B-Lashes?
Maria is a super cool girl. We crack jokes all the time. Mm-hmm. We didn't room together, so unfortunately we didn't get that close. But we never had any issues. I mean, she says how it is, and that's pretty much it. So we did get to know each other. She did open up to me as well, and I think that's really strong of her because, like I said, look at me. It's not as easy as it seems, everyone watching. It is hard.
Right.
It is so hard to open up. So for her to do that, you know, takes a big step.
And Maria, she's done this before. I want to say that she's the only one in the house that's done a previous reality show about dating. Mm-hmm. Did she ever give you guys advice on how to handle the whole situation or...
Definitely. She definitely did. I was always like, is there any advice you could have? And she's like, you know, you're doing great, but it's hard. And she, you know, expressed that she got hurt in her last show, which really, you know, you take another hit, but you know what? She picked herself back up and she learned to drop down her walls yet again.
Right.
And she did just that. So she was setting a great example of what to do.
Okay. And someone else who's trying to, just get to know Vinny some more and, you know, break down those barriers is Elise. And, you know, I was really rooting for her in the beginning, but it seems like she hasn't really got out of that shy stage. Do you guys think that she's a good match for Vinny, or do you think it's just time for him to move on to someone else?
I'll let you think. I feel like you're thinking. Are you ready? You don't think?
You can go.
I don't know. I think, like you said, we haven't seen a lot from them. I think they had chemistry, so that's a good part. But I don't know. She seems pretty sweet. I think, again, she's going to be one of the ones we see a little bit more of once we get closer to the end of the season, because we haven't really seen that much of her.
Right.
And that actually, before you answer, Bilesh, I did want to ask you, too. Do you feel like because you all had such great relationships with like the other girls that it was hard for girls like you who had like kind of like your own like clique, like the East Coast girls, was it hard for you guys to connect with the guys because you already had close girlfriends there?
I mean a lot of people are saying like, oh, you know, you were here to make girlfriends, this, that, and the other. We're breaking up together, getting dressed together, eating together, sleeping together. What should I do?
Yeah.
Just, you know, like tune everybody out when the guys aren't there. No, I don't think it affected my ability to connect. I think the only thing that affected my ability to connect was me.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as Elise goes, I think she's another girl who's shy and was having a hard time opening up. I mean, they did have a moment, so there was connection. I see connection there, but I think she's really going to have to open up a lot more, or she could be the next, unfortunately, like me.
Right. And one moment I did like with Elise is when she opened up to Maria.
Yeah.
And Maria, and this is why I like Maria, she could have easily just blew her off because, you know, this is a competition. But, you know, she gave her advice on, like, what to do, and she helped her out, even though these two girls are going for the same guys. Like, B-Lashes, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's something awesome that we can be going for the same guy, but we can still be rooting for each other because, let's face it, not everyone here is going to find their shot at love,
right. And
not everyone's going to have a connection. So if it's not going to be you, then why not let it be the next great girl who's standing next to you?
Right.
Exactly.
Lauren, do you think that's a smart move to do, or do you think she should do the opposite where it's, you know, we need to play our own games, this is a competition?
I think it just comes down to the individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I think it would be miserable being in this house without having girlfriends
because
you're with them all day. Like my personality, I know I would probably find a friend or like a group of girls to hang out with because like B-Lash has said, they couldn't even leave the house. Like they're excited to go roller skating.
Right.
So I want to be cool with the people I'm around. Two people are going to win.
Exactly.
So we're going to have to like make friends from this situation at least. So I think it's a win-win when you try to make friends with the other girls. But if you're somebody who's just like solely got your eyes on the prize, then, I mean, I guess it's smart to just, yeah. I think it just depends on the person, you know?
Yeah, and I agree with Maria's route, because like you said, this is a tough situation for all the girls, especially the girls who have never done this before. So it's good to have a friend in the house. So yeah, I completely agree with what she did, and that's why she is another one of my favorite people
in the Maria's house. Yeah, Maria's cool. Maria looked like she'll fight for somebody too, though. I like
Oh,
her.
Yeah.
She got
She's
a
like
edge
low
on her.
Key about it, too. Yeah. She's like, look, like you wouldn't expect it, and then, like, bam.
Oh, no, I would expect it. She looked like she's lit it. I like it. I like it, though.
Cool. All right. So before we go any further, we have a little special announcement that we want to tell you guys.
We do. Hey, guys. We at AfterBuzz just wanted to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, like this video and make sure you're subscribed to this channel. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating. All 5 stars, because the other ones don't really count. And me and Benny, we love what we do here at AfterBuzz, and we appreciate you guys for supporting us and doing what we love.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Amazing. All right, so speaking of gameplay, Elle stepped up her game like no other.
Ooh.
I was so proud of her.
I'm
like,
shocked.
Finally, these girls are playing the game. B-Lashes, do you think it's a smart move to go after both of the guys instead of just one guy?
Listen, my mom always taught me, never put all your eggs in one basket. So if you have 2 baskets, I say you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama Lashes.
Lauren, what about you?
I agree with Mama Lashes. I do think, and, you know, it's a double shot. We're not here for just one shot, so I definitely didn't see that coming, though. I love that she did it. Vinny was shook. That was entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my, they're tearing the brotherhood apart. But, yeah, I'm glad Elle made that move, and it was so fun watching the girls watch them.
Right. They're like, who the is that? Who like, is that girl?
And Marissa's like, my bad. I have a better view. Like, y'all are hilarious.
Yeah, I think that was so smart of Elle, because say she was going with Vinny. Say he says, you know, I'm not really feeling Elle. She has Pauly now.
Yeah.
You know, she has 2 choices. So why not go for both guys? It's called a double shot of love for a reason. So good for her on that. Something else that I wanted to talk about was that kiss. It was the first, I feel like it was like one of the first normal kisses that we saw show.
They had a lot of privacy. I think that helped too.
Yeah.
Because like every other one, it's like they're in a party or something, but they were all out there alone to be.
And that's
intimate.
Why I really feel like Elle has a good shot, because it was in that intimate moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, what did you think about that, B-Lashes? Were you guys like, did you know it was Elle when you were looking through the window?
We didn't. I mean, a lot of girls have dark hair. So somebody said, it's Maria. And I'm like, Maria? Like, she's Vinny. We're trying to figure out what's going on. I'm trying not to spill my iced coffee while looking out the window. I was not expecting Elle whatsoever. But I do have to say, watching those kisses, that out of all the kisses I've seen so far, I would have to agree, this seemed the most natural.
Right.
And if fireworks were in the background, it might have just been the perfect kiss.
Yeah.
I don't know. Elle might have a chance.
Hey.
She might have a chance. She's playing smart, and I agree with her. So Vinny wasn't too happy, and I felt so bad for him. He's just on his bed, like, just moping, and I was like, I felt for the guy, because feel like a lot, Vinny and Pauly are completely different people. You know, Pauly is more of the, I feel like he's more of the outgoing type, like party all day, all night type. Vinny is more of the, you know, let's just chill at home, take home the mom type
shirt.
Of guy. Yeah, yeah. And so it bummed me out to see him like that. And then when Pauly came in and said, you know, I kissed her. And he's just like, don't ever talk to me again. Even though I don't think he was that mad about it.
Yeah.
I don't think he was like pissed about it. But you could tell he was bummed. B-Lashes, do you think Vinny has a right to be in his feelings about it, or is it just he needs to get over it because it's a game?
Yeah, you know what? I think that it made them realize that just because they like one of the girls in the house doesn't mean the girl likes them back and that this is really a two-way street. So I think he took it like a champ. He took it on the chin. But I think now maybe they're realizing that even if they put all their eggs in one basket, you know, the girl might not be just as infatuated with them as they are vice versa.
What about you, Lauren?
Agree again. Like, yeah, I was so excited that Vinny was shook. He was shook. I'm like, finally, now the girls can stop sweating. Well, they're still going to be sweating, like nervous about everything. But now the guys are getting kind of nervous. You know, this isn't all in your control. So it was great to see that. And I'm really happy Elle started playing the game. I'm so excited to see what other girls are going to start playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, taking the double shot instead of just the one.
Well, and Maria did say that she wants to start to get to know Polly. So
I like her with Vinny, though. They both
I do
like
too.
That weird squid porn.
Right. They are from the first episode.
Yeah.
Do you, B-Lashes, what do you think? Do you think Maria should go towards Polly or she's,
you know,
I feel like, go for it.
I don't really see her with Polly. I do see her more so with Vinny. And I feel like, again, you know, Vinny's a little shy. So if you back up too much, you might lose him altogether.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But again, it's a smart game move. But I feel since Maria has made such a strong connection with Vinny, more than any other girl in the house, it might be a little hard to get into it with Polly.
Nah, that's what they thought about Elle, but Elle made that crossover real quick.
So we'll have to see. Yeah. About all of that. So after all of that was the elimination, which I kind of had a feeling what was going to happen. And when it all started with that date and when Vinny was talking to you and you said something like, well, what about you guys? Do you think that's what caused you to go home saying that?
Oh, I don't think me saying that is, you know, the catalyst for me going home. Mm-hmm. I think he genuinely had no idea that I was into him more than Polly.
Okay.
And I think that he, you know, you can kind of see he's like, you like me? Like, thanks for liking me, but you're a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Lauren?
I wasn't shocked by the elimination only because it's a trend on this show that they show us, like, I know when I'm going to see a lot of a girl, I'm going to like, oh, yeah, I'm rooting for her. They're going to snatch it away from me.
Right.
So I wasn't shocked, but I was saddened. But, yeah, I don't think it was just that. I think it was probably, you know, like she said, like, maybe he felt like it was
a little too late.
Too late.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But I, as soon as you said that, I was like, man, I think I have a feeling she's going home. Because it was between Marissa and you, B-Lashes, because I've known they were showing a lot of you. And like you said, that's what they do. So I'm like, it's either going to be Marissa and or B-Lashes. Marissa, you know, she seems like she's going strong with Vinny. So unfortunately, it has to be B-Lashes, which sucks because you have such an amazing personality. You bring so much to the show. I was bummed to see you go.
Yeah.
What were your feelings when you left? Well, we saw your feelings, but
that was
yeah. I mean, I wore my heart on my sleeve. I was very upset. I didn't think that I gave it my all. So, you know, part of that is on me, but I also felt like it definitely wasn't my time and that I definitely wasn't on the bottom of the totem pole. I felt like there was a lot of other girls who also weren't making moves and or didn't have connections. And I felt like I deserved to stay a little longer and really try my shot with Vinny there. So I was very upset to leave both the guys because I felt like I really didn't get the full experience because I held back and I was upset to leave the girls too, of course.
Who do you think should have got eliminated?
Oof. You know what? I guess if I had to pick someone at this point, I would say Brittany, just because it doesn't really seem like there was any type of interaction there as well. And she's kind of, you know, out of the drama, which is great, but she doesn't have a lot to say and she's in the back a little bit more. So I felt like my connection was stronger at that point.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that leads me up to a question. Like because Brittany is one of the people that we really haven't seen. So is that editing or is that just really her personality? She's more of a laid back, not getting into the drama type of girl.
She is totally more of a laid back, okay, not getting into the drama type of girl. So that is definitely her. And, you know, I appreciate the not getting involved in the drama thing. I get it. Mm-hmm. But also I feel like, you know, you need to be vocal and be heard. So
okay,
maybe it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy, too, because in the elimination group, they pulled her down with, like, Marissa saying, like, oh, yeah, you guys stepped it up. And I'm like, yeah, did she? Because I didn't feel like I saw Brittany right in this episode at all.
And it sucks because I want to see Brittany more. I do because yeah, she's one of the – I think she's the only one left, right, that we really haven't yeah seen.
We don't have any.
We saw her story. Oh, yeah. She has
– a daughter.
Yeah.
Older daughter.
16-year-old daughter. Yeah. So we know that about her. But, yeah, I definitely want to know more about her. But continuing on with the drama, of course, this happens every episode. It was with Nikki. you know, it seemed like she just didn't want to be there, especially during elimination. Yeah. And they even stopped and asked her, like, you know, Nikki, what's wrong? What do you think about that whole situation, about just her acting like she just doesn't want to be in the house? Or was that editing?
No, that was... I wish I could say that was editing. Unfortunately, it wasn't. You can see that I am very perturbed by the situation because, you know, right then I know me or Elise are going home and she's safe. Should be so exciting. She really likes Polly. That's, you know, all genuine and they mm-hmm have a connection. So why are you not happy? And I'm here with my heart in my stomach. One of us is about to go home and there's a 75% chance it's me. So right, why not just be happy that you're there, put a smile on, so at least I don't have to look at a sad face right before I go home.
Right. Lauren, what did you think about all that?
It was just cringy to watch. I'm like, oh no, why do you guys keep asking her? But then I get it because it's like this negative cloud. So you want to say something, but then it's like, it's just a weird position. But I did have a question for you, B-Lashes. So you actually had the best exit ever. Like, everyone was rallying
yeah
around
you.
So that's a testament to how much the girls loved you on the show. But how were you feeling specifically when you came back up and she didn't get up to say anything to you?
So when I walked back up, the last thing I would have expected was for her to be sitting down because, you know, whether or not you have seen it on air, but me and her had our good times and bad.
Okay.
We would, you know, tell each other how it was and we would sit and hang out and eat together and talk together. So we really had, I thought, a real understanding of one another. We were girls to some point. Some days we weren't, but some days we were. And every time you see my hair braided in an episode, she had done it. Anytime I look extra happy, it's because I ate lunch and she had helped, like, made it. So the least I thought she would do was get up to say goodbye, considering times when she was upset, whether she was in the right or in the wrong, I would either A, tell her she's in the wrong, or B, be there for her when she was crying. So when I saw her not get up, I just wanted to like, bawl and be a mean girl, but meanish things. But I was upset. I was hurt.
And see, this is why I like you, though, B-Lashes, because like, you own up to it. You
yeah
know, you know, you said what you did, and you know, you meant it. And some people will agree with it, some people won't. But
right,
that's what I like about you. You own up to it.
Yeah,
and you yeah you take pride in what you did. So
yeah,
good
yeah
for you.
Yeah,
thank you. And I get it for her to stand up, and now it's what, 9-1 or. Or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm,
there was no way for her to make that up at that point. She was right. She's damned if she does, if she damned if she
right
didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So did any of the girls like feel bad for Nikki? Because it really did feel like the whole house was against her. Was the whole house against her first off? And did any of the girls feel bad for her?
The whole house was not against her.
Okay.
Up until a certain point.
Okay.
And then it was, you know, even the girls who were sitting in the back and didn't like to say things were then saying things quietly, not to her, but to the East Coast, who would then speak up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's got to stink to have everyone against you. I would be hurt. But at the same time, maybe then you say to yourself, I'm doing something wrong. It's everyone against me.
Right.
What can I do to fix this? But you know what? She was there for competition, not there for friends. So
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm in the middle of it because, you know, I see that she, I see that she's acting like she doesn't want to be here, and I get it, you know, she's seeing Polly make out with all these other girls, and, you know, she's never been in this situation before, but on the other hand, this is an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, where do you find the middle of it?
Yeah, I mean, damned if she does. Wait, what is it? What's it saying? Damned if she do, damned if she don't.
Yeah,
yeah, but it does suck. Oh, I think no, she's still there.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're gonna go to our special segment. Lauren, do you want to take it away with that?
Yes. So it is time for our special segment, our Spiral Squad. That's when we pick a girl. Or anyone on the show, really. Like, who spiraled out the most?
Yes.
You're an East Coast girl. You know what spiral means, girl. So, if you had to pick somebody from the Spiral Squad, who would you pick for this episode?
Ooh. Who spiraled out the most? I'm not really sure.
That is a hard one.
I have mine, guys.
I don't have mine.
It's not a girl. It's Vinny, because he was twerking and giving lap dances.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't... None of the girls really spiraled out. You know, everyone was pretty, like, I would say everyone was on their A game, if anything.
Yeah.
You know, they finally realized this is a competition. It's time to, like, get this guy and win this thing. So, yeah, I'll go with Vinny.
Yeah.
I'll give him the spiral.
First time ever.
Right.
Making history on the double shot after
show. B-Lashes, same thing with you.
Yeah, you know what? Let's give it to him. Let's give him it.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's time for our predictions of what's going to happen in the future and the next episode. What about you, Lauren? There it is.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay. My prediction, like we've been saying today, I think it's going to get really, really crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that Elle is going to shake things up and tear the boys apart. And I feel like Elise and Brittany we're going to see more of them next episode.
Okay. Yeah, I really hope we see more of Brittany. I think we're definitely going to see more of Elise because she wants to, you know, step up her game, get Vinny to know her more. And I'm still rooting for her. Mm-hmm. I think we're finally going to see Maria make that move with Polly. And Vinny really, really likes her. So we'll have to see about that. B-Lashes, I know you know what's going to happen. I'm not going to ask you to tell us, but can you give us a little teaser of what to expect?
Ooh, well, you know you can expect some more drama, some more kissing, and hopefully not too much more tears.
I like that answer. Thank you
so
much.
Right,
yeah, I like her. Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on the show, B-Lashes. Great talking with you. So sorry to see you go, but I know you're going to do great things.
Yeah, and you know what? Now I'm single and I'm on the market. So
hey,
one of those comments, come hit me up, B-Lashes.
Guys, did you hear that? Hit her up. She's single. She's ready to mingle.
Slide in the DMs ASAP, guys. Yeah, they're going to be flooded. Come on now.
All right. Well, thank you, B-Lashes, so much
again. Thank you.
All right. All right, guys. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you again for joining us on this after show. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
Hey, guys, and I am Lauren Mayo. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud. You can find me on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
I need to, like, start a YouTube.
You should, man.
I know. I need to. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.